guys, welcome back to Sarah Speaks. It is your host Sarah, and I have come with positive vibes for this episode. I hope you've had a wonderful day. I hope you've had a blessed day. I hope you've had a good day, a positive day. So yeah, I've come back with another episode for you, and today Sarah is going to be speaking about random stuff. Actually, a lot of random stuff. So you guys, you might hear some noise at the beginning of this episode. Please bear with me. I do not have like a mic that like reduces all the noise at this moment, and I'll tell you why. So I went for like a creative, like a content creators conference, if I can say that. And so like a lot of content creators were talking, and one guy there, he said, do not wait for all your equipment to come before you start making your content. You have a lot of great ideas, just put it out. Basically, that's what he was saying. Just work it out. You do not have to wait. Don't wait to create. That is a quote by me. You guys, I've copyrighted that quote, if that's possible. Don't wait to create, just do it. That's by Nike. Just do it, cha. So yeah, I was thinking about recording my first episode in December, but you know, I heard that from Kaide, and I have decided to do this. So basically, shout out to Kaide for making me release my podcast. And okay, what was I talking about? Noise. Okay guys, so you guys, there's a lot of noise, and I'm so sorry for that, but I am a student of Covenant University. I am a female. I am of the female gender, and I live in a female hostel. So you're going to be hearing random girls shouting at random times for random stuff. So please, you guys should bear with me. I don't even know why they shout. They shout for the most random things. They can, if it's a public holiday, girls will start shouting. If it's someone's birthday, girls will start shouting. If they cancel a class, girls will start shouting for random stuff. Girls just, if a fight is happening, girls will start shouting. I think that's kind of okay, I guess. I don't really know why they shout, but like, I guess I can forgive that, because if MSS is here, that's basically Covenant University's police officers, if you may. Girls will start shouting, but the one that annoys me the most is actually the birthday one. And the worst part about the birthday one is that girls will shout at 12 a.m. when everybody is supposed to be in their bed, sleeping, resting from the day's work, a hard day. After a hard day, some people actually just go to sleep by 11:30, and 30 minutes, maybe you're just like entering the sleep mode. You see, one just screamed. Maybe you're just entering the sleep mode, and then one random girl is shouting you out, is shouting you back into the conscious state of mind. That is very, very mean. That is very, very mean, guys. I mean, I can't even deal with it. 10, 15 girls are shouting happy birthday. Must you be the first person to wish your friend a happy birthday? If it's via text, okay. You do you. It's disturbing nobody but the person who keeps their phone and their data on by 12 a.m. in the morning. But you're in a hostel with 800 other girls, and you have decided that the only fitting time for you to wish your friend Tola or Fumi a happy birthday is by 12 a.m. in the morning. I do not understand, and I do not want to understand. Some of you might be saying I am pressed, and I am, because time without number, I have been woken up by some weirdos. No, I have decided to bring positive vibes. I refuse to call anybody's child a weirdo, but I'm very, very pained. Like, I have been woken up from my dear sweet sleep because of somebody that shouting happy birthday to one Tofumi or one Tope that you will see in the morning in your class, that you will see in the morning in your room. I mean, why? No, like, genuinely, why are you doing that to the rest of us? Why? It is not fair. If you're one of those people, please take caution. Sarah is warning you. Please take caution. Yes. It feels so good to rant, guys. It feels so good. Get you a ranting partner. So that's actually something I want to talk about now. Get you a ranting partner. The person doesn't even have to speak. The person should just be there to listen to you. So while I was in secondary school, me and my friend, we used to do this thing. I want to rant. So she would just come to me else and she'd be like, Sarah, I want to rant. You're not expecting. Oh my gosh, my roommate is here. So guys, before my roommates came in, I'm so sorry. I was talking about ranting. So yeah, me and the secondary school friend, we used to do this thing. So like anytime something was on our mind, like anytime something was like very, very choking. You know when you have something on your mind and you just need to say it. It doesn't matter, like saying it just makes you feel better. Like no one needs to comment. It doesn't solve a problem, but just letting it out just makes you feel better. So we used to do this thing. She would come at me and be like, Sarah, I want to rant. And then like she would literally just talk about anything and everything that was bothering her at that point. And I think I did the same thing a lot. Like most of the time when I rant, I don't really need you to impute. I just really need you to listen. Like that's all. Just listen. Don't talk back because you might start to bring in your opinions. Like you might start to invalidate my feelings. Like you might start to make me feel like, oh, what I'm feeling is actually not right, or I'm overreacting or something. And I don't need that. I just need you to listen. Listen to me talk about somebody. Listen to me talk about something. At the end of the day, like after I tell you, as long as you don't say anything, I feel like if I get over it, I'll probably come back. Like if it's actually something petty, I'll come back and think about it. I'm like, oh, this is how it actually sounded. Like oh, was this really what was bothering me? If I say it out, I'm like, after I say it out, I'm like, oh, there's actually no need to be bothered with these things. Like it might just be maybe my dress, or like someone is looking at me. And after I say it, I feel relieved. Like what's the point of bothering over something I can't control? So yeah, just speaking about random stuff, ranting is wonderful. But if you don't have someone to rant, I feel like writing is also so powerful. So like I write, and anytime I write, it doesn't matter how exactly I'm feeling at that moment, I just feel like peace and calm come over me in that moment. Like I'm literally, it's like ranting to a book. A book, exactly, like a book has no feelings. A book will not tell you that you are wrong in what you're thinking. So you're just telling the book, you're ranting to that book. It doesn't matter what that book thinks because the book can't think. So you're just saying what you feel like in writing. Like it doesn't even have to make sense because you're not writing for any other person. You're basically just writing for yourself. Like it can even be in code words. You can literally just write and get things off your chest. Talk to get things off your chest. Write to get things off your chest. So yeah, that's it about writing. You guys, exam is starting soon. As at the time I'm recording this, I am trying to upload, but it isn't working. So maybe by the time I actually do upload this episode, exam would have started. An exam, well, God is my strength. Because in this exam, I don't know, like for my first semester, I was quite prepared. But like now, I'm just like, anything that comes, comes. Because I've been in this school for 6 months. 6 good months, like January, February, March, April, May, June. So yeah.
So
that's it for this episode, guys. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Make sure to subscribe and continue listening. Thank you. Toodles.